E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. More testimony from Michael Cohen at Donald Trump's hush money trial. Julie Walker's been at the court.
Trump sitting back in his chair, at times leaning over the side, as Michael Cohen, his former lawyer and fixer, testifies about the checks he received as supposed reimbursement for hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. At one point, Trump leaned over and whispered to his lawyer, Cohen testifying about being in the White House with Trump in 2017 and talking about that reimbursement. Cohen telling jurors, Trump asked me if I needed money and I said all good because I can get a check. Under Cohen's reimbursement arrangement, he was paid a series of checks totaling $420,000. Trump denies charges he falsified business records to cover hush money payments. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Meantime, Lisa Dwyer has the latest on another former Trump attorney.
The judge overseeing Rudy Giuliani's bankruptcy case says he is disturbed that so little progress has been made in sorting out his finances. Giuliani declared bankruptcy in December after he was ordered to pay two former election workers for spreading a false conspiracy theory about their role in the 2020 election. Since then, Giuliani has missed deadlines to file financial disclosure reports, and he has not succeeded in selling residences in New York and Florida. Attorneys for Giuliani say the issues have been ironed out and that they will file the necessary financial filings. Last week, Giuliani was suspended from WABC Radio, where he had a daily show, over what the station called his repeated violation of a ban on discussing discredited 2020 election claims. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Florida, the driver of a pickup that collided with a bus carrying farm workers, killing eight, has been arrested on DUI charges. Inflation at the wholesale level accelerated in April, and stocks closed with gains, the Nasdaq at a new all-time high. This is AP News. Appeals court judges are expressing doubts about whether they can rule on a transgender woman's admission into a University of Wyoming sorority. Donna Warder explains the case.
In their lawsuit, six members of Kappa Kappa Gamma's chapter challenged the membership of Artemis Langford by casting doubt on whether sorority rules allow a transgender woman. The lawsuit and appeal describe in detail how Langford's presence made the women feel uncomfortable in the sorority house. Yet sorority leaders overrode their concerns after a vote by local chapter members to admit Langford, a Wyoming judge throughout the original lawsuit last year, ruling that he could not override how a private voluntary organization defines a woman. Langford is not named as a defendant in the appeal, rather the National Sorority of Kappa Kappa Gamma and its president. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.